All right, so I'm here with my buddy Jerry, and we're talking about elections. Apparently, they're contested, the election results in our ward for municipal elections here in Toronto. And they were won by the incumbent by 53 or 54 votes, the incumbent being Mariao Jimeri. And my friend here thinks the other guy, the underdog, Gus Cusimano, who is contesting the elections, has a good chance of winning. Is that right, Jerry?
Well, I honestly think he does, because she was losing by about 500-600 at one time, and the way things quickly change. I honestly believe there was monkey business done with those boxes. The other thing, though, one of my big pet peeves on municipal elections, really, with ward elections, are one of my biggest pet peeves, and it never, never, ever does come up. Think about it, people out there. Why is someone being elected in a ward that doesn't even live in that ward? It's like picking somebody that lives in Winnipeg to be the mayor of Toronto.
So you want to have a rule that only people who live in a ward are allowed to contest, to run for elections in that ward. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. That's the way it should be. That's the way it should be, because then they are looking after the neighborhood that they're living in.
But like, what if there's a ward that's so run to the ground that all the professionals left the ward, and whoever's left in that ward does not want to run in the elections?
No, then you pick. Okay, in that case, then you have to pick from the outside. But if there is someone that is reputable in that neighborhood, should be elected, like yourself, Andre. Maybe I shouldn't be mentioning names. I don't know. But yourself, Mr. X, if you want me to call. There's got to be someone. Come on. What's your name, Cheryl? What was your name that ran for mayor one time? Cheryl. She came from a poor neighborhood. They were talking about social housing at one time, and she came from a social housing project, and she became a very popular politician in Toronto.
Here's the thing, Jerry. You cannot make. How do you make that? Those rules like that, you know what I mean? It's kind of like, if there's somebody, what if, it's very easy, if you make rules like that, that with built-in exceptions, they're very easy to overcome, to maneuver around them. So,
how do you maneuver around that?
Well, you said if there's nobody else, then you can pick.
Then you go the way that, then you
yeah, so how do you establish if there's
nobody else? Well, you can tell, when you can tell. When a person is what do you call it before they when they put their name down for election? When they register their name, they can tell when they're registering.
Right, they can tell if they live or not in the ward.
Yeah,
but they can also get a fake
mailing address. Yeah. It's done 90% of the time because of insurance policies. But come on, people in the ward would know. Like Maria Jimeri, you know she doesn't live in the neighborhood. You know Peruzza doesn't live in the neighborhood. You know Mamolini doesn't live in that neighborhood anymore.
So if people know, then it shouldn't be an issue. Then they should vote according to what they know.
I am dead against. It's to me. Then why don't they let somebody from Thunder Bay become the mayor of Toronto?
Or from Alberta.
Exactly. No, it's got to be within the province, of course. But that's what I'm saying. You know, like maybe the ex-mayor of Regina could become the mayor of Toronto.
Yeah, with the
you know, it's you know.
All right, okay.
Vagina? Did I say vagina instead of vagina?